but it's tempting, so tempting, when I see the bounty waiting there before me, and I know that if I don't get it, someone else will, that the career tributes who survived the bloodbath will divide up most of these life-sustaining spoils. Something catches my eye. There, resting on a mound of blanket rolls, is a silver sheath of arrows and a bow, already strung, just waiting to be engaged. That's mine, I think. It's meant for me. A boy, I think from District 9, reaches the pack at the same time I do, and for a brief time we grapple for it, and then he coughs, splattering my face with blood. I stagger back, repulsed by the warm, sticky spray. Then the boy slips to the ground. That's when I see the knife in his back. Already, other tributes have reached the cornucopia and are spreading out to attack. Yes, the girl from District 2, 10 yards away, running toward me, one hand clutching a half dozen knives. I've seen her throw in training. She never misses. And I'm her next target.